The lawyer for the American journalists just charged with espionage by the Iranian authorities has not seen any of the evidence against her. Roxana Saberi, a freelance reporter for several news organizations, including NPR, was charged yesterday with spying for U.S. intelligence services. Saberi has lived in Iran for more than 6 years and holds both American and Iranian citizenship. NPR's Jackie Northam has this report.
It is possibly the worst position for a defense lawyer to be in. Abdul Samad Khorramshahi, the attorney representing 31-year-old Roxana Saberi, has had no access to her files, the prosecutors, nor his client for about 2 weeks. In that time, Saberi's been interrogated, charged with espionage, and according to the Iranian authorities, has confessed. Khorramshahi says part of the problem is government offices have been shut because of the Persian New Year. Come Saturday, when the holiday ends, Khorramshahi says it's imperative two things happen.
I definitely need to see her in person. I have not been able to speak with her recently. I also need to make sure that she can get released on bail before any court hearing or trial.
Saberi's situation did not seem nearly so dire when she was first detained just over 2 months ago. Saberi's press credentials had been revoked in 2006, but the government tolerated her reporting short news stories out of Iran. Her father, Reza Saberi, doesn't know why she was charged with spying for the U.S., and he's not confident she'll be guaranteed her full rights.
We don't know if she will receive due process. She'll receive just judgment. This is a revolutionary court, and even the lawyers cannot do much. You know, they can defend, but in the long run, they make the decision. So if it goes to court, anything is possible then.
The Iranian authorities insist Saberi holds Iranian nationality. Tehran says it's not aware she also holds a U.S. passport, and that, in any case, won't influence how she's treated by the Iranian judicial system. The U.S. State Department has been pushing for her release and has asked Swiss diplomats in Iran to provide any up-to-date information about Saberi's situation. Today, State Department spokesman Robert Woods said the Obama administration is deeply concerned about the espionage charge.
This charge is baseless. It's without foundation. And what we want to see Iran do is to release Roxana Saberi so that she can go back to her family.
Woods says the administration doesn't give any credence to reports that Saberi has confessed to the spying charges. Karim Sajjadpour, with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, says the U.S. has to carefully calibrate how hard it wants to push Iran on the Saberi issue. Sajjadpour says the Iranians will not want to be seen as kowtowing to pressure from Washington. He says Saberi may be caught up in an effort by the Iranian hardliners trying to short-circuit a potential warming of relations between Tehran and the new Obama administration. On the other hand, Sajjadpour says Saberi may have fallen into a recent pattern of arrests.
There's been three or four incidents of Iranian Americans and Iranian Canadians being imprisoned in Tehran the last 2 years. And all of them have spent, unfortunately, around 4 months in Evin prison. And then they're released on bail and eventually allowed to leave the country.
Sajjadpour says with luck, Saberi may have a similar fate. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.